Today's Daf, Daf Vav, begins with the last topic that we're going to discuss in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. In regards to a Sota, we had learned that if a woman is a Sota, so then in such a case, it is prohibited for her to eat Truma, as well as if the husband dies, the husband that she was now prohibited to because of the need for her to drink May Sota, the halacha of the Mishnah says in the last line of Beis Amud Aleph is the meis choletzes v'lumisya vemes. Then they do chalitza. The brothers, if the woman does not have any children, would do chalitza with her, but there, a yibum is not going to be done. We would not say asay do chalos asay. The prohibition of marrying one's brother-in-law would still apply, and there would be no mitzvah yibum, even though there is no children. Asks the Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom on Ham and Beis, why is it that there isn't a yibum that's done? The Gemara quotes a pasuk that's entirely unrelated. We've been looking most of the time in Parshas Naso to the halachas of Sota. That's where we have the actual parsha. However, in Devarim, in Parshas Kiseitse, we have the parsha of divorce. There, the Torah describes v'yatsa mebeisa v'holcha v'hoisa l'yishacher. A woman that leaves the house of one man, and then she married someone else. So Chazal darshin l'ishacher v'lo liyavim. There's a particular person that goes to an ishacher and would not go to a yavim. Who is that? That is this case of a woman who had to drink meisota, and then her husband passed away. Chazal understood that this was talking, the Acher was bringing out this point. Because otherwise, why would it say Acher? Says Abaye, if the Torah is telling us that you don't have Yibum, so then maybe the Torah should be telling us, it would logically we would say, that Chalitza is a matir for Yibum, and if Yibum is not Shaykh, so then Chalitza would also not be Shaykh. Amalei Abaye, Emata Chalitza Nami Lo Tibay. Amalei, so the response that Rav Yosef gave back to him, was the following. Ilu Isei Lebal Milo Boy Get. If the Baal would still be alive, and she was a Sota, and they decide to get divorced, so then in order for her to be able to marry another man, she would need a Get. Hashanami Tiboy Chalitza. And for that reason also, she's going to require Chalitza. This seems to relate to a fundamental question of how you look at Chalitza. Is Chalitza just simply a Matir in which you get out of Yibum? From our Gemara, at this stage, it seems that it's not that way. That rather, Chalitza is not a way of getting out of Yibum, but Chalitza is a way of undoing a previous Zika. This question might relate to what you saw me in Yevamos, in Perek Halacha Aleph and Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, how we look at the concept of Chalitza. Is Chalitza a way in which the wife of a brother is exempted from the Zika of Yibum, or do we say that it's actually a kinyan, that it transpires between the woman, the Yerushalmi has such an opinion, that it's a kinyan which the Yavam, the live brother, is kona her, and then exempts her. So the Sefer Michas Chareva raises that our Gemara seems to be taking sides in this issue, because the Gemara here equates it to Gerishin. If it will be equated to Gerishin, that ultimately we say that Chalitza is like Get, just like a Get is necessary, so too Chalitza would be necessary, then in such a case, it seems that our Gemara is assuming that, like the first side of the Yerushalmi, that it's a Ptur of the Zika of Yibum. This is a question raised by the Minchas Chareva and discussed by the Chabina Rav in the Sefer Doivev Yimisharim in Chela Gimel, Simin Kuf Lame Gimel. One more reference in terms of this discussion, there is a famous Chakira amongst the Achronim, what is the nature of the Zika? This comes up in Kedushan, Davdalet on the Beis, sees Rav Steinman on that Gemara, as well as other Achronim on the Rashi towards the bottom of Dalet on the Beis, about whether the Zika of Yibum is an extension of the marriage with the first brother, or do we say that it is a new creation in the relationship with the second brother? One can possibly argue that this Gemara is dependent on that as well. Either way, the Gemara continues, V'ista Amri, our Gemara is going to give us a list of four sources of why it is that Sota would be required to do Chalitza, yet Yibum is not an option. The first Makar was Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had said, from V'yatzim Ebeisev Ha'ochav Ha'isa Li'ishacher, Li'ishacher V'lo Li'yavam, and the Gemara then followed up, but Chalitza would still be a responsibility. V'yistamri, and there was another version that wrote in the name of Rav Yosef. Am Rav Yosef Rachmana, Am Rav Yatzim Ebeisev Ha'ochav Ha'isa Li'ishacher, the same pasuk, to lo listri Li'beisev. We don't want this woman, in the case of a sota, to be locked into her house. In other words, the halacha is that the husband should not continue to be a wife and a keres habayis to a home where there was a chash of znus. So the lola is through the basic. The at amerit tisyavim nami yivumi. We want to remove her from the house, and you're going to say that there is yibum. According to this version of Rav Yosef, which is a different drasha than we had before, Abaye then also had the tradition had Abaye responding, but Abaye responding a different response to a different statement of Rav Yosef. And in this tradition, Abaye said, "But if that would be so then let her not be able to get married to anybody. Why is it?" V'yatzim beis v'halchav ha'isa li'ishacher. Amar lei, Rav Yosef said back to him, Mikar amina la alea bal karche. In the case where someone else marries her, that's his choice. He decided to marry a woman who might have done an avera. But others, the halacha might be different. There is a third source. V'ika da'amri, there's a third version of Rav Yosef of what exactly was Rav Yosef's rationale for the halacha of Choletzes v'lo misevemes by Saita. The Igadamri Amr of Yosef Akasiv Kro Acher. The Torah, as we discussed up until now, the Yatzam Ebeisav Aholcha V'Hoysel Ishacher. We're working with the same pasuk, but what does it mean Acher? She'ein Beizugo Shel Rishon, that he has no relation to the first one. Shezeh Hotzi Rishon Mibeiso. This one, the first husband, asked that Rishus be removed from his house. V'zeh hichnis Rishus l'toch beiso. And this one, the second one, Acher, the second one married the sota, he was machnis into his house. V'at amrit, tis yavume, nami yavume. And you say that they should do yibum? According to this tradition as well, this is the third makar, all of them working from Acher, but the Acher emphasizing different things. Amalei abaye elamiata, nises l'Acher. What happens if she marries someone else, who mays below banim, and she dies without children, lotis yav, da kosu kro acher, gabe. Also here too, with the Torah described acher, we just got through saying that a person who's acher should not do yibum. And so Gemara, gabe, dahai miya b'shem tov avikayme. But with this husband, the second husband, she was a shem tov, and therefore there's no reason for the prohibition of Yibum with the second husband. We had three versions, all based on the Yatzim Beis of Halcha, that we said that she's going to go the Beis Acher to preclude the process of Yibum, all of those within the opinion of Yosef, and now we have a fourth opinion. Rav Amar Kal V'Chomer. Rav says we have a Kal V'Chomer. Imnesra, a fourth approach, in terms of why Sota is Choletzes V'lo Yimisevemes. Im Nesra B'motala Ba'asala Lo Kol Shekein. If she becomes prohibited for those who she's permissible to, in other words, her husband, who she was once permissible to, she now becomes Aser Ba'asala Lo Kol Shekein. Certainly, someone who she was originally Aser to, certainly she'll stay Aser to them. Who's that? That's the brother. The brother-in-law. The brother-in-law is an Iser of Eishes Ach. When the husband passes away, so then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But she was already usher to him, and now she became usher to her husband. So certainly her brother, whose status quo was that she was usher, certainly she should stay usher to him as well. Amar le'Abaye, Abaye challenged, Elamiata, Kohen Gadol shekidei shes almana. If you have a Kohen Gadol that was over on the ether of taking an almana, as the Torah describes in the beginning of Parshas Emor, that a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana and a Kohen Hedit cannot marry a Grusha. Umeis, what happens if you have a Kohen Gadol that was violated that prohibition. He married Almana and then he died. V'yeshlo ach kohen hedyot, and he has an ach as kohen hedyot. Lo tisyah ben. So then, in such a case, then you should say that they shouldn't be able to do yibum. Why? Based on your above logic, you Rava's logic. Imnesa b'mutterla. If you said that what she was aser, what she was mutterin, she became aserin. But aserla lo kol shekein. So certainly, the brother she was aser to, she should also be prohibited to as well. She does not spell it out, but the Gemara in Yevamos on Pei Dalet Amid Aleph says that in such a case, if the Kohen Gadol had a brother who was a Kohen Hedyot, so then in such a case, he would, the Ach would be permissible. That is only talking about, if you look in that Gemara in Yevamos, only if the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh the Almana, but if he married her, the Halacha would be different. And the Gemara's question over here is talking about a case when the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh the Almana, and then what emerges is, the halacha is that the Ach would have the mitzvah of Yibum, and if he would have the mitzvah of Yibum, so then we've got a kasha. According to the above logic of Nesra b'Mutar, so then even though once she was usher to her husband, so certainly the one who was usher to her when she was married to him should certainly be usher, and yet the halacha is not that way. Says the Gemara, I don't understand your process at all, your argument at all. Nesra! Hasira v'kaima. This is not a case of Nesra. Our sugi was talking about an instance where a woman was married and permissible to her husband, and then she became Nesra. Then, afterwards, she became prohibited. Here, we're not talking about where she became Aser. Hasira v'kaima. Almana is always Aser to the Kohen Gadol. Mutala ha-Aserla. Ha-Aserla. She was never permissible to the Kohen Gadol. Since she was never permissible to the Kohen Gadol, then this whole parallel falls away. Ella, rather, it's a different kavlacham. Ella eishes kain shenensa umes v'yeshla lo acholov. If you have an eishes kain that was raped, and then she becomes aser to her husband, and the kain has a brother who's a cholov. So unfortunately, the halach is that kain is aser to in a case where unfortunately she is raped, the kain is aser to her. Her brother, if the brother is a cholol, so then in such a case, then the brother technically can marry it. So then the halacha should be lotus yabim im nesra b'mutala basa lo kol shekein. Certainly, in the case of where she became aser to her husband, she was permissible to her husband. Unfortunately, when she was raped, then she became aser to her husband. So then basa lo kol shekein. Certainly, where she was usher the entire time, so certainly we should evoke that logic. And the halacha does not seem to be that. The halacha would be that the brother would be permissible. Hence, the Gemara asks, Abaye responds back to Rava, and he says that the raya that you had brought, was the explanation you had been of your kavachomer, imnesra b'mutala ba'asala lo koshkein, that this is a source that there's no yivum that's done with the sota, would draw us to a false conclusion in a case of Eishes Kohen, Shenensa vis-a-vis the Achol. Answers the Gemara, Onis b'Yisrael Mishra Shari, V'gabi dahai leke Yisura. No, here when it comes to Onis, for a regular brother, she's entirely permissible. There's no objective Isser. In contrast to a Sota is objectively Usser to every single husband, hence there isn't a parallel between these two cases. Ari therefore has rejected Abaye's rejection, and we've concluded with the fourth source of Rava, and Rava's source being Imnesra b'mutarla ba'asarla lo kol shekein, that certainly the brother who she was once usher to, so there wouldn't be Yibum. However, Chalitza, there's no kal v'chomer, or we have the three other Mekoros in the Gemara that we had from Rav Yosef, and hence we conclude our Mishnah with the halacha that Asotas choletzes v'lo misyavemes. The second Mishnah continues on Davom and Aleph, Ve'elu Asuris Milecho Betruma. These are examples of women who will not be allowed to eat Truma. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a woman who is not bin Nistar, she wasn't alone with the man who was subject to the Kinoi, so then she's allowed to eat Truma. If she did do stira, she is not allowed to. The Mishnah is going to add some other examples. If a woman says that she is tamei to the man, so then in such case, she is not allowed to eat truma. Tosfos raises that this already is another Mishnah in Nedarim, and a sugya in Nedarim. Nedarim on Daf Tzadi on the base, originally a woman who said that she was osur to her husband, so then in such a case the woman was believed, and the halacha is that she was prohibited to her husband. However, that was referred to as the Mishnah Rishona. Later on, the halacha was that she has to bring a raya l'dvareha because of the fear that the Gemara says is that she might have decided that she liked another man and therefore she wants to get divorced, and for that reason she said that. The Gemara then says in regards to Truma in Nedarim Sadi Amibes that that is a machlokis between Rava and Rav Sheshes if she's allowed to eat Truma. That Rav Sheshes is of the opinion that she could still continue to eat truma. So wait a second, we've got two different Gemaras over here. We've got a Gemara, interestingly, Rav Sheshes is going to appear in our Gemara as well. He doesn't say anything about the Gemara in Nedarim, where he himself expressly stated that the halacha is that she's allowed to eat truma. So Tosos says that over here it's different, because in our case, there was already kinuah and stira. Since there's kinuah and stira, so then in such a case there is already enough circumstantial evidence that even Rav Sheshes, who's lenient in most cases when a woman says that she's tmeya ti truma, then in this case the halacha would be different. But bottom line is that our Mishnah says that if she says tmeya nilicha, she also cannot eat truma. You can see that inside in Tosas Dibra HaMaskel Ho Meres, where Tosas says, Tritz, Da'acha Mayri Acha Kinui Vistira, that we're talking about in our case where it's Acha Kinui Vistira, and then even Rav Sheshes, who in the Durim is Mako, where there's Raglaim Ladover, that's the instance of our Mishnah. The Mishnah Lamelech in Pereches and Hilchos Trumas, Halacha Tezvav, is very much bothered by this Tosas, and this is a big problem, because at the end of the day, what then is our Mishnah adding to what the Mishnah had said already on the Beis Amud Aleph? If we're talking about a case of where there was already Kino and Stira, so the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph already said that a woman is going to be Asura Lechol Betruma after Kinoi and Stira. That leaves the Mishnah Melech to reject Tosas' Ukimta and to say, no, you have to say it's talking about Kinoi without Stira. Other Acharonim, the Keren Ora, finds that difficult. He says, wait a second, then who says if there's Kinoi and there is no Stira? Just because she says Tmeyani, the variables are going to change. After all, Rav Sheshes discounts Tmeyani in the Sugya of Nedarim Sadi Amabez. Bottom line is that our Mishnah does say concretely that the halacha is a woman who says tmeyani is going to be asura lechol betruma. There is a problem. How do we reconcile this with the Shita of Sheshes? And we have the discussion of Tosos as well as the Gedolei Achronim that followed him. So our Mishnah says that we have an example of a woman's asura lechol betruma, and that is tmeyani lecha, number one. Number two, v'shabo eidim she tmeya. And if there are Edim that say that she is Tmeya, that will also make her prohibited to eat Truma. Number three, Valmeris Eini Shosa, a woman who says that she's not going to drink Tmei Sota, the halacha is that she as well is going to be prohibited to eat Truma. V'shabayla Eina Rotsa L'hashkos, and if the Baal does not want to have her drink, V'shabayla Baala B'dera. And if the Baal had relations with her, so then in such a case, the Gemara in Chavches Amid Aleph says that the main are no longer operative because the Pasuk at the end of the Parsha of Sota in Pasuk Lamid Aleph says, V'nika ha'ishme avon, that if the, and Chazal Darshan, if the man is free of Aveira, in other words, he didn't violate the requirement that he separate from his wife after Kinoi and Stira, so then in such a case the Mei Sota is given. If he doesn't, if he's not Naki, so in such a case, the Mesota is not given. Nevertheless, the halacha is, if there was Kinu and Stira, she will be prohibited
to eating truma. Says the Gemara, Amar of Amram, Hamilsa Amar Lon Rav Sheshes. I'm going to quote something that Rav Sheshes has said. Nahanar, the Anaher Lon, Ayinin Mimasi. I will light up your eyes, my Mishnah. And what Rav Amram says is definitely beautiful. He quotes Rav Sheshes, and then he brings a brilliant proof from our Mishnah. What did Rav Sheshes say? Sota Shiesh La Eidim Mdinas Hayom. If there is a sota that there are Eidim Mdinas Hayom that actually witnessed the Znus, Ein Amayim Bot Kinosa, then in such a case, the water is not effective. My time. What's the rationale? The Amakra, V'nistara V'hi Nitma V'eid Ein Ba. Because the Torah says, V'nistara, she was alone, she was Tame, V'eid Ein Ba, and no one knows about it. Deleka D'yada Ba, there is no Lafuke Ha, Da'ika D'yada Ba. And here we have Xeris HaKosuv that says that if there are Eidim, then in such a case as well, there is no Hashkoas Hasota. And I will light up your eyes from a Mishnah, from our Mishnah, Diktani. Our Mishnah is going to prove this exact point that Rav Sheshes had said. What does our Mishnah say? V'shebola, Edim she's Tameya. That Edim, when they come, that say that she's Tameya, in such a case, she'll be prohibited from eating Teruma. If she is, of course, an Eish Shes Kohen. Ask the Gemara, the Asu Edim Emas. Analyzes Rav Amram, when do they come? We're going to pick apart our Mishnah and thereby prove the point that you cannot give Mesota to a case where they're Edom, because if you would, then our Mishnah does not make any sense. Also Edom Emas. When do the Edom come? Enema Mikmedit Tishti. If we're going to see that there are Edom that came, and they came before she drank, Zonahi. Then they've already proven she's a Zona. So then, of course, we wouldn't need our Mishnah to tell us that she can't eat Truma. That's already a Sugya in many places, in Yevamos, Memdalet, on the base, and others, that a Zona is not going to be able to eat Truma. Elalabasar Dishasai. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that the Edim came after she drank. Now, if they came after she drank, what exactly is the phenomenon? She drank, she's alive. Why is she alive? If we're going to say that the water doesn't work when there are Edim, Shapir, then I've got it. The water didn't work because there are Edim. There were Edim out there. We're waiting for the Edim to come. Presumably the rationale behind this halacha is that if there are Edim, there's no need for the water because the Edim eventually will come. So then in such a case, that's beautiful. But we must assume that the water doesn't work. It would say not like Rav Sheshes and say that the Mayim does work. So then what comes out is the water has already told us that the Edom are not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the water, if it does work, when there are Edom, are now telling us that the Edom are liars. So how will you have a case where the Edom would make her prohibited to the Truma? It must be that we're assuming that when there are Edim, the water does not work, and hence we could have a case where there are Edim who have come after the water has been given, and the Edim will make us her to Truma, even though she was not put to death by the water, and that is because the water does not work when there are Edim, Emayim Bot Kenosa. Amr le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef retorted to Rav Sheshes, "La'olam eim lecham mayim bot kinosa." Really, we would say that the water does work. Va'emar tzchus tola la. But we would say no. There's an independent reason why the water over here didn't work. Not because mayim eim bot kinosa kishiyesh edim. Really, when there's edim, still the water works. But rather because there are times that a woman who deserves to die as a sota, nevertheless, she will have some type of independent schusim that the Gemara will discuss around Chav Beis. So what exactly is this machlokas Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes, clearly, as expounded upon by Rav Amram, holds the Ein Hamayim Bot Kenosa. The water does not affect a check. Rav Yosef says that Mayim is Bot Kenosa. What exactly are they arguing about? Bibesnavna de Rebbe. the case of Nisnavna of Rebbe. Nisnan Rebbe Omer, Zchus Torah b'mayim hamarim, ve'enu yoledes, ve'enu mishabeches, elo misnavna v'oleches, l'sov, shehimesa ba'osam misa. The opinion of Rebbe is that even when we have Zchus Torah b'mayim, that the schus is going to be operative, that is only going to make it that she doesn't die immediately in this dramatic fashion. However, ultimately, Rebbe says, even if she's got a schus and her stomach is not going to explode, does not mean that she's not going to die in a slow, deliberate manner, and ultimately, she mesa b'osa misa, it will be a similar type of death. That is the opinion of Rebbe, as quoted in the Mishnah Chav Beis Amid Beis. Rav Sheshes Savar, Rav Sheshes learns, Bein le Rebbe, Bein le Rabban, he misnavna. Rav Sheshes says, ultimately, all the Tanoim say that we know that if she was supposed to die as a Sota. Because as Rebbe said, even when you have Schus Tolaba, so then in such a case, it's clear at the end that she died from that Misa. And not only is that the opinion of Rebbe, it's also the opinion of the Rabbanan. Hence, as Rav Sheshes had said, we would have known that the Edom are lying, because if she's alive and she's not slowly deteriorating, so then the Edom are lying. Then we can never have the case of our Mishnah. It must be that in such a case, the water does not work, and that is why we have no proof from the fact that she is healthy. Rav Yosef Savar, the Rebbe, he misnavna, Rabbanan lo havi misnavna. Hence, Rav Yosef had said that it could be that there was a schus, and we don't know why the water has not worked. Is it because the water has not worked because she, in other words, the water did not kill because she was totally fine? Or is it because there was a schus? And if that would be so, then it could very well be that the Mayim is Bodek, even in an instance of when Edim come, or Edim are Bemdinas Hayom, in contrast to the position of Rav Sheshes, who says that if there's Edim Bemdinas Hayom, then it does not work. Gemara continues to challenge the opinion of Rav Sheshes that says that once there are Edim, there is an awareness of Edim Bemdinas Hayom, so then in such a case, Mei Sota is not viable. Matzah Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Reb Shimon Bar Ashi asked the following question on Reb Sheshes. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon was of the opinion that this whole idea of Ein Schus, of Schus Tolu B'mayim Amorim, is to Reb Shimon very difficult. He holds Ein Schus Tolu B'mayim Amorim. There aren't any other variables that are taken into account. Either she did the Avera or not. V'imata Omer Schus Tolu B'mayim Amorim. And if you're going to say that the Schus is Tola B'mayim Hamorim, says Rabbi Shimon, Matcha Atos HaMayim Mipnei Kol HaNoshim HaShosos. You're going to end up undermining the strength of what the Meitzota is doing. V'atamoti Shemra Al HaTahoros HaShosu. You are now creating a bad name on the women that drank, and they came out fine. V'ein Omrim Tmeos HaYu. People are going to start saying that they are Tmeos. El Shetola HaMschus. But rather they had some type of schus. So the efficacy of the whole process has now been undermined by those Tanoim who say schus tola b'mayim hamorim. Asks the Gemara. That's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Emir Tzashem, we're going to discuss that later on a Chav Beis. Asks the Gemara. In the context of Rabbi Shimon, v'im isa yesh lo edim dinas hayom. And if you're going to be of the opinion, like Rav Sheshes, that when there are Edim and Dinas Hayom, then in such a case, we say that you don't drink it. V'im Isa, Yesh Edim Dinas Hayom, Nami. Also then, in such a case, you have another instance where you're running into the problem, that you're going to say, oh, the reason why she came out fine is not because she is Tahora, but rather because there are Edim b'mdinas hayom, v'atemotzi shemra ala tahoro shishasu. And then in such a case, you are undermining the tahoros that drank. V'hein omrim, t'meos hayu ela sheyesh lam Edim b'mdinas hayom. And you're going to say that they were t'meos, except they had the Edim b'mdinas hayom. The Gemara answers no. V'Rebbe Shimon ka'amarta,
You think this is a question according to Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon is chus lo talia, she'edim nami lo talia. If the halacha is that Rabbi Shimon is not tola when it comes to zchus, then edim nami lo tolui, Rabbi Shimon won't be tola be'edim as well. Okay, so we defended again Rav Sheshes that, of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rav Sheshes was not speaking. Rabbi Shimon has this hardcore rule that says that only if, the only factor that is going to decide is whether she's Torah Tmeah. However, the majority of opinions of Tanaim is not that way, that there are other variables that exist. And one of those other variables that exist, Rav Sheshes says, is the Edim B'Mdinas Hayam. The Gemara in the last line now continues to challenge this entire approach of Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav. Rav has another question on Rav Sheshes. Ve'elu shemin chosehen misrafot. What is an example of a case in where a carbon minchas kenaos, the mincha that we're going to discuss later on, that a carbon that a sota brings, what is a case in which it actually does not get brought and it actually is burnt? So one of the instances, ha'omeres tameani. Number one, if she says tameani, similar to our Mishnah. Vishubala edim shi tmeah, as well as a case of where there are witnesses that come along and say that she's tmeah. This Mishnah on Chav Gimel, Chav Beis Amad Beis, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, is very similar to our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, though, and analyzes these two facts that say that the menachos are nisrafos, and the Gemara analyzes with the goal of rejecting Rav's goal is he wants to tear apart Rav Sheshes. Also, Edim Eima. What exactly is this instance when the Edim came? If we're going to say that it was before the Karban Mincha had been put into a Kli Sharis, we have a klal in Maseches Menachos, that the time in which a Mincha has Kedusha is when it's actually put into one of the Kalim of Sharis, are used in the Migdash. So if we're talking about it as a case before Tepik L'chulim, then simple, just let it go to Chulim. El Abasa de Kaddish, but if you're going to say, we're talking about it's an instance where it already been sanctified in that Kli, so now we got to analyze a little bit further. Iyam Epishleim and Bayim both Kinos, that says the Gemara four lines from the top. If we're going to say that the Mayim works against Rav Sheshes when there are Edim Bimdinas Hayam, Alma Bas Medush Mikrevi, so then you'll have a case of when it's possible to have something that was kadosh and for it to be karov, v'chi kadosh meikar shapir kadosh. And then you had originally put it into the carbon mincha, and then afterwards it's realized that the edim had come. Oh, edim had come. So now there's no need anymore for the minchas sota. There's no question on the woman's status. Unfortunately, now she is 100% tamei. Now the process of Ashes Tzinsa of Misa would begin, and the ledger of Hilchos Sota would be closed, and the ledger of Znus of Ashes Ish of the Chi of Misa would then be open, and then the Mincha Sota would never be brought and would have to be burnt. But if you're going to say that the water is not Bodek, in such a case, Tigli Milsa Mafreya will come out retroactively, that the whole process of putting in the Kli was one big mistake, and then it should go out L'chulin. So it must be that Rav Sheshes is wrong, and that the halacha would be that if there's Edim out there, you could still bring a Minchas Kenaos, and that the only time that we're going to stop it is when the Edim actually come. And then it'll be burnt. But if we're going to hold like Rav Sheshes, then there was never a Kedusha, it was Taos Bekadosh. And the halacha is that if you have a Taos Bekadosh, then in such a case, if it's a Taos, it goes out to Chulin, as Rashi explained. It doesn't even need Pidyon. And therefore, Rav Sheshes doesn't seem to be reconciled with the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amad Beis to Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Midiskrasa Kigon Shezin Sabazara. So Rav Yehuda Midiskrasa answers, no, it must be we're talking about a case where she was actually Mizane in the Azara. D'chi Kadosh Meikar Shapir Kadosh. Originally, the Kedusha was a valid reason for that is there were absolutely no edim, even bebdinas hayam, that the woman had been mezana. The case is actually in Chav Gimel a totally different case. We're talking about a case where a woman was brought in for allegations of sota with a particular man. Then she was mezana as a totally different person in the Azara. So then the Chikadosh, when originally the sota brought Meikar Shafir Kadosh, it had been appropriately put in the Kli. Now happens to be that she's Chayiv Misa for the Znus Bazara, and for that Chayiv Misa, so then in such a case, the Michas Knos is no longer relevant, and hence it needs to be burnt. That would be the Pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rosh Hashanah. Still, the Gemara is not happy with this defense of Rosh Hashanah. Maskif Lo Rav Misharshia, Valo Pirchei Kuhuna Melavin Oso Shezinsa. But what about the Pirchei Kuhuna? We know that the Sota is escorted the whole time. The Pirchei Kuhuna would be Malavir. So then in such a case, there's no chance that she would go off to a corner to be Mezana. And it's the Gemara, Mefrichei Kuhuna Atzmon. You have to say that Mipirchei Kuhuna Atzmon, that she was Mezana with the Pirchei Kuhuna. Ravashi Omar, Kigon Shinitzrucha L'Nekevah, she needed to use the bathroom, and because she used the bathroom, she ended up meeting someone somewhere and was Mezana. The Otu Pirchei Kuhuna B'Kipa Talila. Are the Pirchei Kuhuna in her kippah? Are they in her above her, on her head, in her hair? So they're not going to be able to be around for every single second, and in an extreme case, such an event could take place. Rav Papa continues on to defend the Shita of Rav Sheshes in a different manner. This that we said, that the Karban Mincha would be burnt when Edom come, despite the fact that Rav Sheshes himself said that there would be no Karban Mincha at all if there are Edom even Medina Sayam. Rav Papa reconciles that with the following answer. Rav Papa, Amar Lolam Kedar Mina Meikara. We could give the original answer that we had said and really say that you don't need a dramatic type of case, as the Gemara now had tried to suggest that we were talking about there, that there was a second Znus, and the Edom are referring to a second Znus. Rather, we're only talking about one case, and that is the alleged Soto, and the Edom are B'mdina Sayyam. Lo'olam k'der mina meikar. Utka amre tepik l'chulin. What about the objection that if it was a mistake, it turns out that there were Edom, so then there's no Mincha at all. There's no Minchas Knos. There's no Mei Sota at all. Answers Rav Papa Midrabanan Gzera Shema Yomru Motzin Mikli Shares Lachol. No, any time it appears that there you are taking something that has Kedushas Kashim, Kedushas Mincha, and putting out Lachol, even though really it doesn't have, because it turns out that the whole process was an error because there were aid in Medina Sayyam. Nevertheless, there's Gzera Midrabanan Shema Yomru Mosimikli Share. We put a big period here, and then the Gemara continues with another objection against Rav Sheshes. Masav Rav Mari. Rav Mari quotes other parts from the halachos that we had discussed, which is brought up in the Gemara later on, Chav Beis and Mebeis and Chav Gimel, about the Minchas Miknos. Nitmas Minchas Achel Kitcha Bekli Harei Kecham Nachos V'Tifta. If the Minchas Knos becomes Tameh, then it goes through the process of Pidyon. Mishikitcha Bekli, once it's put into Kli, Harei Kecham Menachos V'Tisareis, it's like all Menachos, and it gets burnt. Kidesh HaKomet, we're just quoting many of the Tanaitic teachings. The question on Rav Sheshes is going to appear all the way at the end. Another halacha. If they had already done the process of taking out the kmitza from the minchas knaos, and he or her, the husband or the wife had died, it's like all other kachin that becomes possible, and then it's taken to the Beis HaSreifa and burnt. Once the comments was done appropriately, then even if they die afterwards, it's not a problem, and then it could be eaten. And therefore, the halacha is that the safek is going to be acceptable, and the kapara takes place. Exactly what the kapara means, Rashi over here explains, as well as in the sugya later on. The crux of this teaching is for the next line. Bola Edim Shehi Tmeya Minchasa Nisrefes. If Edim come that she was Tmeya, then the Karban Mincha is destroyed, as we had already discussed earlier, which originally was thought of to be a kasha on Rav Sheshes, but different Amoraim defended Rav Sheshes in different ways. Nimtzu Edim Zomimin, if it turns out that these Edeha are Zomimin, Minchasa Chulin. So then in such a case, the Karban Mincha is a Karban of Chulin. If it turns out that these Edim were liars, the halacha is that there's no Kedushas HaMincha at all. So wait a second. Didn't we just get through saying that the sense of Rav Sheshes, of Rav Papa, is that there's a chash midrabanan, and therefore, because we're afraid, not because there's a real Kedushas HaMincha, because at the end of the day, Rav Sheshes holds there's no Kedushas HaMincha when there's Edim out there, but rather it just appears as if we are taking some that's chulin and burning it. So as midrabanan, we treat it, taking chulin and, taking kachim and acting as if it's chulin. So midrabanan, because we don't want it to appear this way, we act as if it's kachim. If that would be so, then in the case of where it turns out that the Edim were zomimin, so then as well, how could you just simply do as was suggested, minchasa chulin? How can you do that? According to Rav Sheshes, when there are Edim, we burn it midrabanan. So too over here, we should burn it because of the chash midrabanan, even though technically there's no information at all that would allow us or require us to treat this as kachim. Answers the Gemara, Edim zomen kamrit, Edim zomen kalosu. Everybody is going to know that these Edim were liars, and for that reason, there's no karban mincha, and since there's no karban mincha, we could immediately take it to chulin. And proof that we wanted to bring, that if there, it turns out that the Edim on the stira are Edim zomimin, in other words, they are liars, so then the halach is that there's no need for a carbon at all. Yet according to Rav Sheshes, in such a case, there should be a requirement to burn it, even though it's a toast, because Rav Sheshes had said when there's a toast, by Medinas Hayam, Edim Medinas Hayam, you do burn it. So too over here, really there was no requirement of bringing a carbon because there was no Edei Stira at all. It turns out those Edim were liars, but nevertheless we should burn it because of the din midrabanan that we're afraid that it's going to appear. Shema Yomru Motzim Miklisharis Lachal. The Gemara said in the case of Edim Zomen, it's different because there is a call. Tanya Kavasid Rav Sheshes. Our sugya concludes with a proof of Sheshes who says that the halach is that once there are Edim, there is no Mesota. V'lav mitameh, but not according to Rav Sheshes' reasoning. Tahora, we learn out from the pasuk, Tahora v'lo sheyesh lo Edim b'medinas hayam. Not in the case of where they are Edim b'medinas hayam. The pasuk says, V'im lo nitma isha utahorahi, v'niksa v'nizra zara. That's what the pasuk says in Parashas Nasa. Now, say the Braisa, that would be so, Tahora. When could we say that she's Tahora? But if there's a belief that there's a rumor out there that there are Edim, so then in such a case, then you can't call her Tahora. So that seems to indicate like the position of Rav Sheshes. Utahora, another Xeris HaKasa from the Vav, that we say, Utahora velo shetalsa la schus. And not that we believe that there's a schus. We really look at the case of a Niksa v'nizra zara, that she is entirely utahorei, she is entirely tar. We learn that from the extra vav, and we believe it that the reason she did not die is because she was purely tahora and not because of any other tzchus. Torah also emphasizes he continues the brisa, he that she is tahora velo she yisu v'yitnu ba muzaros bilavona, and not that they've already all the weavers who weave in the under the moon. That's the expression Muzaros Bilavana, that they're all talking about it, but rather that there's no judgment that's been passed except through the May Sota. The Gemara later on will deal with this halacha. Find an elaboration of Muzaros Bilavana in Tosfos, on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibra Hamaskel Dome, where he discusses the position of the Yerushalmi about it. The Gemara then continues and says, Rabbi Shimon, we had quoted the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that Mesota always works. they're either she dies because she was Mizana, or she's alive because it turns out she's entirely Nakia. The idea that she had another Zechus that protected her, Rabbi Shimon rejects. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Nihi Devav Lo Darish. Okay, he doesn't darshan Utahora to tell us that the drasha of Elosha Talaschus. V'ha'ika yesh la'edim dinas hayam. But what about from the word Torah, we darshan v'losh yesh la'edim dinas hayam. That, Rabbi Shimon, would be hard-pressed to get out of, because at the end of the day, that's from the full word. It seems that the Gemara feels that Rabbi Shimon must have accepted that drasha, Tahora v'shalosh yesh la'edim dinas hayam. To which, the Gemara responds, Yesh la'edim dinas hayam lo shlicha. On the top line, Zayin Amar Alch, we say that that's not common, and therefore people will not say, oh, the reason why she was clean and did not suffer at the hands of the Meisot is because of Edim Dinas Hayam, and rather she will be entirely, her reputation will be entirely cleansed once the Meisot does not work, and we're not worried about the fact that there are Edim B'Medinas Hayam. It won't be raised by people as suspect of the proof. Although there isn't a lot on the main topic of today's daf in terms of Halacha L'Maisa, there is something on Vav Amud Aleph that brings up some of the most basic halachos of chas v'chalila cases of znus and rape in terms of halacha, and unfortunately there are times that this becomes halacha l'maisa. The Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph had told us that an Eishes Kohen, we know that unfortunately, even if she's raped, the halacha is Eishes Kohen shenensa, that she's going to be Asura Labaila. In contrast to a Yisrael, if it is a case of where an Ashes Yisrael is raped, then she is permissible to her husband. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph, in Simin Vav, Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, and that is Ashes Kohen Shenivala Afilu Ba'onis Asura Lo. In Yud Aleph, we have Ashes Yisrael Shenensa, Afal Pisha Muteres Labala, Asura Lekahuna. If it's an Ashes Yisrael, so then she will be usher to a Kohen, however she be permissible to her husband. Just a few things in terms of, first of all, what constitutes the line between someone, a woman who is Anusa, and hence if she's an Ashes Yisrael, she's permissible to her husband, versus someone who is Chas V'Chalila Mezane Beratzon, and then prohibited to her husband. So the Be'er Heitev in Sifkatan Chaf writes, Kol shetchilas bila ba'ones af shebesof bia baratzon have kenensa. And this seems to be concurred as well in the Psakim of the Pisrei Tshuva, quoting from the Noda B'Yehuda, that if she was coerced, in the end, if she surrenders, and even if it seems that she's done it baratzon, that the rule is, tchilas bia ba'ones, sof bia baratzon, would be permissible. Of course, these are shailos ha'hom de midvar beruma shel olam. We are only giving marim mekomos, and in no way we are not worthy at all to get involved with these shailos halacha l'maisa. We need to learn a lot more. The Be'er Heitev as well, there in Sifkatan Chaf, quotes the following phenomenon. And unfortunately, this phenomenon in our history has happened more than once. Let us quote the way it's summarized in the Be'er Heitev in Sifkat and Chof. Isha she'etzila es baylo gama acherim al yidei shefkira atzmo znus imu teres lebaylo olo. What happens if the lives of many Jews were in danger and a woman, a married woman, put herself in a position where the oppressor, she went to him willingly and was mezana with him in order to save her husband and others. So the Be'er Heitev quotes the Shlus Yaakov in Chelek Bey Simin Kuf Tez Zayin, that in such a case, the only time a woman is permissible to her husband is if she's been forced to have znus. If she has the znus willingly, even if other people's lives are at stake, then unfortunately she would be prohibited to her husband. It seems from most of the poskim that not only would she be prohibited to husband, so then in such a case, she's also doing something that it is inappropriate. In other words, she is not allowed to put herself in the position
to be mezaneh beratzon, even though she is saving other people's lives, nevertheless, she'd be asur to her husband and being over in isur, even if there are many people whose lives she'd be saving. The Be'er Heitiv concludes in the name of the Shvus Yaakov that in the case of, God forbid, a case of rape, v'imnensa mamish pashut lahatir mikol mokon tzricha tefila shelo tehe mu'usa alav, that there was a, it seems from the Pesach of Shvus Yaakov that she should go to the mikvah in order to cleanse. It could be that there will be a therapeutic process as well from the trauma. Of course, Gedolei Chachamim need to be consulted, Chas v'Chalila, in such a context. There are some who know the Yehuda quotes in Know the Yehuda Tinyana, Chelik Yudal Simin, Kof Kuf Samachal. This is quoted as well by the Pischei Tshuva, who raised the following, who said, wait a second, he quotes Talmud Chacham, or someone who had said that Shapir Avda, that such a woman who had done such a thing to save many, that even she had made herself usher to her husband, so then in such a case that she had done okay, because it was Lahatzel Nefashot. Nevertheless, she made herself usher to her husband, and that person brought a raya from Esther, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Says the Nodeb Yudavani, Omer Kishem Shem Misrapim Gili Arayas, just like you cannot heal through Gili Arayas, the Gemara in Psachim, the Ran there, as well as the Sugis and Avodah Zarah, and other places say that a person is not allowed to heal themselves through Gili Arayas, Kachem Matzilim Bonifashos, and therefore you cannot save others through that. For Esther Shani, the Nodeb Yehuda is really stuck. What about in regards to Esther? Esther is different. Shaya Lahatzel is Klal Yisrael. Vahaya Baras, Mordechai Beis Dino was a special Aura from Mordechai Beis Dino. V'ulai Beruach HaKodesh, and maybe it came through Ruach HaKodesh. So it's an interesting question why it is that Esther would be different, because at the end of the day, wasn't Esther not entirely Bonus, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Ayin Dal, Kasher Avati Avati, as she became usher to her husband Mordechai, according to the tradition of Chazal, that Mordechai was her husband, and the Yehuda is not willing to employ the unique case of Esther Beruach HaKodesh for other instances, and therefore, this would not fall into the category of Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, Shebi Asura Labaila, as well as, could very well be, over the Isur HaChamur of Eishes Ish Shezin. Meir quoted here in the Pischei Tshuva, in the above-mentioned Sif Katan Yud Aleph, does mention one point about that Gemara that we had said about Esther, Amaka, in terms of Kasher Avadati Avadati. The Gemara, we should remind ourselves, says that Esther said that she was going to be prohibited to her husband. This was the time that she went willingly to Achashverosh. However, one could deduce that from the first time that she went, she was under coercion, her life was at stake. So then in such a case, to quote the words of the Beis Meir, as quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, Kasa B'Sefer Beis Meir Sham, the Ratzalam, and the Lomi Bai Shetakva, not only when a woman is raped in the sense that she's physically grabbed, Ubala, Zeb Shita, Elafilo Dumya de Esther Tchila, Shahisa Bonus, originally Esther was bonus, Dahenu Shalohisa Misratzis. She didn't want Achitav Achashver, Shahayila Emas Hamalchus, Vahaysa Anus Albiya Mamish. It doesn't mean that she's physically raped, but rather she's backed into a corner to a point that she feels that her life is in jeopardy. And then she does the Maisa. In such a case, that as well would be Sharia Labaila. In such a case, she'd be permissible to her husband as well.